You've been talking to the Unlocking Potential crowd here at Eden. Just tell me some of the main messages you wanted to get across in your presentation.
Well, the theme here is about unlocking potential, and a couple of key points that I wanted to make. The first is that there are lots of all sorts of drivers of high performance and operational excellence, but none more greater so in a team environment than choosing to be a team player, choosing to have the team agenda over and above your own personal agenda, you know, maybe at some personal sacrifice to yourself. And I spoke a bit about how the Red Arrows change a third of their team every single year, yet the output is always world class. And it's because although we recruit people who are good enough, that's not the point of difference. They've got to be good enough, but the point of difference is their ability to be part of that team and choosing to be a team player.
Another key part was about making sure you know which ball you cannot drop in the task you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, so the biggest killer of task and role clarity tends to be information overload. We are all incredibly busy people, and things come along which we maybe have or haven't thought about, but they distract us from the main task at hand. And so we need to recognize what those symptoms are, and it might just be feeling incredibly maxed out. You can't take on another task. You feel as though you're reaching the limit of your capacity. That's a warning sign. So take time out, take 5 minutes, think about what's the thing that you're trying to achieve. What's the ball I can't afford to drop? And then focus and prioritize your time and efforts on that.
In the Red Arrows, you're also mentioning about how important a debrief is.
So debriefing to the Red Arrows is the single most, it's the largest, most powerful driver of performance. And what we do is we analyze every single performance in detail before we go and fly the next one. We're always trying to do it better. And it starts with the leader admitting his or her own mistakes, people identifying their own mistakes such that they can rectify those and have a better performance outcome next time. Debriefing works, and it's something that we don't see too much of in the business that we do at Mission Excellence, but it can add an awful lot to business performance.
There's a lot of small businesses in this room doing a whole lot of various tasks and creatives and people who are about business and helping others increase their amount of money they're making. As someone who started off as a pilot, do you find it quite amazing that your message can affect so many people?
Well, I think the drivers of organisational and team performance are the drivers of organisational and team performance. Whether you are leading the Red Arrows, you're starting your own business, you're on the board at Barclays, or you're running an 11-year-old football team. The context changes slightly, but it's about some simple things. It's about finding people that want to be part of that team. It's about building an organisation that has task and role clarity, aligning that organisation, and then empowering people to go and deliver results. Giving them the what and the why, but letting them own the how. And then leadership as an emotional and moral activity is the glue that that holds all of that together in terms of driving performance. And that applies to a wide range of sectors and businesses.